Praise God, everybody.
Blog Talk Radio.
Now, on the air, this is Preacher and the Miracle Man, and we are so honored to be with you today. Here is the schedule for tonight. I'm going to read some verses. We're going to have a Tigers update, and we're going to talk about the solar eclipse, and we're going to have a great night, and we're also going to talk a bit about God.
Should we talk about politics, Rivers?
I will give one brief thing. They're saying right now that Donald Trump's approval rating is the lowest that it has been since Donald Trump took White House. However, I feel like some of these groups who are taking some of these polls, like the North Pole and stuff, I feel like some of these are liberal leaning. And I feel like some of these polls are what Trump would call phony, fake news. There is a lot of fake news going around.
No, you don't think so.
What?
Fake news going on?
Trump calls some of it fake news.
Well, I'll tell you what. In my humble opinion, I think he's doing a good job.
He really is. That's my point. He's really doing a good job. That's what I mean when I'm saying, part of what I mean when I'm saying that those polls are fake news. That Trump really is doing a good job. He really is trying to do good. And I think the more he learns, the better he'll be. Because he's learning. And I wish we could have maybe had a better Christian in the White House, but this is the best man we've had in the White House in a long time.
And if we pray for him.
And if we pray for him, as we pray for our leaders in Washington, not just our president, now we got to pray for our leaders, because we saw this a week and a half ago. We saw Democrats fighting with Republicans over the repeal of Obamacare, and one of the senators out of Arizona, John McCain, he voted down the skinny repeal that would have just gotten rid of some of the mandates, like the one that says you have to have insurance.
That's the number for the phone.
And he got rid of them. And McCain voted no. Got 51-49 vote against. No Democrats voted to repeal Obamacare. No, but the Republicans voted to do it. So we got to pray not just for a president, but for our whole Senate. And also,
everybody,
we got to be praying from the White House down all the way down to the township or city leaders' houses.
All right, now let's get it. We got to do something about politics here.
All righty.
Because if we're not careful, we'll lean the long way.
That's why I'm not going to do that. And be very careful. But
so,
we just got to remember to pray for our leaders.
Exactly. And you and I have to be a good example of telling a political leader, hey, you did a good job, whether we like them or not.
They really are doing a good job by doing what's right, and we got really good ones.
Now let's do something here.
Okay.
We're at the beginning of the program, so let me do a little business here.
Alrighty.
All right. Think if you move this Bible for right now, you could actually sit a little closer.
Okay.
And then we got the mic right between us.
Okay.
You're sounding good. Now, you can share this number 215-383-3810. And anybody with a phone can call in and listen to this program right on their phone. If they want to say hi to you, then they can call in on this number and say hi to you. They want us to pray for them. You got a need and you want Rivers and I to pray for you, then you call in on this number. We'll let you go live on this and it'll be a blessing to you. Now, let's try something, Rivers.
All righty.
Let me take your plug and plug it into this mic. And plug it into this mic. Where did it go here?
Sorry about that, folks. Just some mic business.
Can you hear me through that ear pod?
Not through the ear pod, but yes, through just, you know, general hearing.
Let's try this out. Can you hear me through the ear pod? Testing 1, 2, 3.
No, I cannot. Not through the ear pod, only through natural ears.
Right. Can you hear yourself talking through that ear pod?
Not ear pod, but only general ears.
How about now? Talk to yourself.
Test, test, test. Like I said, all I'm hearing is natural.
Okay, that's fine. For those of you that might be listening to this, this is a little rough. Rivers and I are getting used to our equipment, getting used to each other, getting used to drinking Dr. Pepper.
And drinking Coke.
Coke?
Yes, I'm drinking my Coke while he drinks his Dr. Pepper.
What is with Coke?
And for the record, my Coca-Cola is much better than his Dr. Pepper. Even though I will say I do like Dr. Pepper and Coke mixed together from time to time.
Yeah.
I actually do.
I should probably have Mr. P go get me a Dr. Pepper here. That way we can have our battle. And it'd be a real
who
battle.
Actually wins, you know, the...
There you go. You guys go get me a Dr. Pepper.
You want just the medium?
Don't let it.
And you don't want a Dr. Pepper.
All right.
All righty. So.
So what we got is I got the link. It's live. And it is going to be showing up here on River's Facebook page in just a minute. This is what we're always going to do. Right now we're talking about it. But we won't always talk about it. Sometimes we'll just do it. All right?
Sorry, listeners. We are getting something situated. We're getting something situated, I mean.
All right. This is going to be the post on your Facebook. Go. Whoops. Can't type here. Go live with Rivers.
R-Y-V-E-R-S, by the way.
And then, I'm going to put the link. Whoops. What's going on here? Wow, that's some noise. Okay, we're live. The Preacher and the Milkman is live on your Facebook page. If anybody wants to click the button, they can be a part of it.
Yeah, so if you're just looking on Facebook, seeing what I'm up to, seeing what's going on, if you're on my Facebook, you can just click that button and it'll connect you to this program.
Yep.
So.
Now, let's start with prayer, Rivers.
All righty.
And you go ahead and pray.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for this program. I thank you, Father, for the listener, for this program, that the listeners of this program. I thank you, Lord God, that you would bless the people who listen to this program, Lord God, and that you would use this program to encourage people, to bless people, that people would be saved for the first time, that people may be healed of things, delivered from things, bondages, sicknesses, diseases, drug addiction. I thank you, Lord God, that you would just use this program, Father, as a beacon of hope. And Lord, I thank you for those who are listening tonight, that the same thing is true. Lord, I thank you for this equipment. I pray, Lord God, that it always works as it's intended to, and that your hand is on the equipment, and that Satan can do nothing with this.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Now, I'll give the number again, 215-383-3810. 215-383-3810. You can dial that number, and you can call in and talk to Rivers. Now, if you have dialed in and you'd like to just say hi, which would encourage Rivers, click the 1 button. That puts you in the queue and lets me know you have something to say or a question to ask or you want us to pray for you. And then we'll put you live and somebody will ask us a question. You know, one time, Rivers, I didn't cast a demon out, but I sure bound that thing right over the phone. Should I tell that story?
Yes, you should.
Well, James Randolph.
Yep.
Anybody know him?
I know I sure do.
James Randolph kept telling me I needed to be on WTCT, on the Ask the Pastor program. And I kept telling him I didn't want nothing to do with TV at all. And so they were really short of pastors. So they called me and they said, well, James Randolph said you would be here if we ask you. So what are you going to do? You know, I said, well, I've never done it. Let's do it. And then I loved it. The Ask the Pastor program. That was a blast. Helping people come to understanding of the real way God is, not some weird religious view. Well, from that, I got on the prayer line over there. And we would go answer the phone from midnight till 8 in the morning. And it was a blast. You'd just go in there thinking you had a problem, and then you'd have somebody call on the phone that had a real problem. Like, I remember one time I went in there. I was all bummed out about something. This lady called. She said, I need prayer. I said, okay. She said, I got 3 major disease processes happening in my body right now. I'm like, wow. She said, my daughter just came and dropped her 2 kids off and said, I can no longer be a mom. Please take care of my children.
Wow.
A 14-year-old girl and a 13-year-old girl. I said, ma'am, I don't have enough time to pray for you. She goes, and besides that, a month ago, my husband died.
Wow.
And I said, ma'am, I don't have no prayer for you. Would you pray for me? I need help. Goodness sakes alive. So this guy calls in. He said, I'm going to end my life. And I'm thinking, man, don't do that. I said, tell me your story. As long as you're on the phone with me, that ain't going to happen. I bind that spirit right now in Jesus' name. Well, he was an Iraq war vet and had seen some pretty bad stuff.
Nope.
I said, well, get a piece of paper. I'm going to give you a battle plan. Because a warrior needs a battle plan. If you got a battle plan, you win.
That's right.
Who's your enemy? What's your weapon? and can it overcome the enemy you're facing? I talked to him about the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus, and the power of the Holy Spirit. He goes, man, thank you. I got it. We're back a week later. Same time in the morning. The phone rings. I answer. Same guy. Now, what's the chance of that?
Chance of that is like almost zero.
Yeah. He said, I'm going to end my life. I said, is this you, Chris? He goes, yeah. I said, you got the same preacher. You're not going to end your life. What did you do? Did you lose the battle plan I gave you? He goes, yes, I did, Pastor. I said, well, get a piece of paper and a pen out and don't lose this one. We don't want to lose you. He wrote it down. Next week, same time, I answer the phone and it's Chris. I said, hey, Chris, what's going on? He goes, uh-oh. I think God's out for me. I said, yes, he is. You're not going to do this. And I'm going to tell you what, that guy won. He didn't make it with his marriage he was in then, but he's married another lady, got two beautiful children, got a job, was doing exactly what he wanted to do. And then the PTSD was so bad that he got 100% disability, and now he's got time to volunteer. And it's just an amazing story, and it all happened right over the phone line. Never saw him face to face. It all happened right over the phone line. Pretty cool story, isn't it?
Really?
So, we don't care what you got for a problem going on. Call us. We'll be glad to help you with the word of God and the name of Jesus. Right?
Exactly.
Now, we have to talk about this Coca-Cola and Dr. Pepper thing.
Yes, I am a McDonald's, and I am drinking a Coke.
No, you're not. Don't be drinking that microphone.
Sorry. We'll never be on mic. It'll never be on a mic, but it is. I will say this, though. I personally think that God, I think that God created the recipe for Coke. Even though they claim that the recipe came out of Atlanta, I think what happened is God used the man to create the recipe to make it be so good.
And how many flavors is in Coke?
Oh, there's I don't know how many, but I know Dr. Pepper has 23 different flavors.
Who would drink Coke? That's got one flavor.
Well, there is a trace amount of vanilla in it, but there's not as much in that as what there is in Coca-Cola vanilla or Coca-Cola cherry, to which I,
you know, the original recipe of Coke,
like, both, unfortunately, the original recipe of Coke, we're not going to go there. So, I think what happened was that he used someone else to make the new recipe that after the original guy, it didn't go so well. So it was a new guy who was delivered who made the new recipe. That's what I think happened.
There you go. There's some Coke.
That's my nice way of saying it.
Well, I'd like to combat you with my Dr. Pepper.
Okay.
But I don't know anything about it. I just drink it. And you know everything about your Coke, so I better be quiet.
I do know that your Dr. Pepper has 23 flavors in it. Do I know what they are? No. The radio, the airwaves on the commercial won't tell us what they are.
Well.
Or on the TV.
Just so everybody knows, Rivers and I are going to go back and forth about our Coke and Dr. Pepper every single time we're on there.
Yep. All right.
We'll probably start a tweet that is, my Dr. Pepper's better than your Coke for this reason. And then you better come every time to the program with the reason why your Coke is better than my Dr. Pepper, and we'll tweet that. Are you a tweeter or no?
Yes, I do have a Twitter account. Do you have one?
I do not.
Okay.
How often do you tweet?
Very rare. A lot of times it's like if I'm out and about. I'm going to start using it a bit more, though, I think. A lot of times I'll retweet the president.
Okay.
And we already talked about that. So that's the last thing I'll say about, that's the last thing I'm going to say about the president on this program, is that sometimes they retweet his stuff.
Well, listen, I'm not afraid of politics on the program. We got to just be careful.
I know.
That we're fair.
Yeah, I'm not banning myself by any means from it, but I'm just saying, like, well, I know maybe later if I didn't come up with something, but
fair, don't fake it.
I'm just saying right now, you know, that I plan on doing is that I don't plan on doing it up again, you know, until next time maybe. That's all I meant by that.
It's okay. You're doing good. Now, so we're at, let's see how many minutes we're at here. We're doing good. Been on here for 20 minutes.
Okay.
Let's get an update on the Detroit Tigers.
All righty.
Now, let's say this, though. Maybe you are a Detroit Tiger fan, and you want to call in and talk Tigers with Rivers. Uh-oh.
Yeah?
Rivers?
What?
You're going to talk Tigers for 5 minutes. I'm going to go make a phone call. I know a Tiger nut. I'm going to see if I can get him to call in.
Okay. Well.
Now stay very focused and give us really good information here. Detroit Tigers.
I am going to. So what my partner / producer is gone, I will give you an update on what's been going on the last several days. Well, last time we were live on the air, they were in the middle of a 2-game winning streak. But then the next day, they go out and they lose a game. 8-2, something like that, I believe. And then they embark on a major 4-game winning streak, and including the final game of that streak in which Justin Upton hit a grand slam. And yes, he had a great grand slam Friday night. Verlander pitched wonderful Friday night. Struggled at first with a bunch of falling off a bunch of pitches and gave up 2 home runs to the Baltimore Orioles in Baltimore. And then he really started getting a lot of quick outs when we got to the fifth, sixth, seventh innings. I mean, it was spectacular to watch. And then Saturday, Detroit was playing Baltimore. First inning, Upton hits a home run, a 2-run shot. But then after that, the Tigers basically went kaput. And then, so it was 2-0 Tigers for a while, then 2-1, and then tied. But then in the late innings, especially in the eighth inning, the Tigers bullpen is pitching, you know, and then what happens is somehow they just start giving up a bunch of runs, home runs, base hits, getting on base, being sent home in the home plate. And we end up with a 5-2 game.
All right, how you doing, Rivers?
7-2 game. Good. And then I'm kind of giving the update as to what's been going on this week. And then Sunday, today we really got totally clobbered today by Baltimore. It was a rough day from the start. Like three guys in a row hit home runs and made it 3-0. And then it was 4-0, then 5-0. And then Detroit pitchers gave up a combined 5 home runs today, which is unbelievable. And I'm not talking in a good way. It was not pretty. And I will say this, Yanibel Sanchez had been pitching pretty well for a while, but then today it was like his pitching computer went out and he forgot. And he, like, I guess today just was a really off day of his. And so that's kind of the roundup as to what's been going on. And then we have this big trade thing that happened earlier this week. We had Al Avila, the general manager of the Tigers. His son Alex was on the team from the start of the season and had previously been on the team like 2 years ago for most of his Major League Baseball career. But then his dad, Al Avila, trades his son Alex Avila to the Cubs. And in return, and they also traded Justin Wilson, our beautiful, wonderful closer. But Shane Green was very good for us after we traded Wilson. Shane Green was very good 3 nights in a row, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and Thursday night. He was totally outstanding. Closer.
How soon can I cut in here?
You can cut in now.
All right. I just want to give you this update. We got two guys on that's going to talk Tigers with you.
All righty.
But I got to get a couple more things happening. So
no.
Right now I got to have you say what you think the chances of the pennant.
I think.
Sit up a little closer, a little higher. There you go.
Here's what I think about this whole pennant thing. I think the chances of the Tigers getting the pennant are next to zero. Instead, I think that the Astros will probably get the pennant. Also.
You're all right, go ahead.
Also, you had something else. That's why I said also like that.
No, I'm making all this audio come together, so.
Hello?
Hang on just a second. You can't hear him. Just keep talking.
And in addition, I think that the Tigers, unless they start winning like crazy today, and in a way, because of that Tuesday through Friday, I was really feeling good. And then last night in the day, I just saw those grooms come crashing as we gave up several home runs yesterday and then 5 today in a park, Camden Yards, that is known for having a lot of balls lost to home runs.
Okay, now let's do something real quick here, Rivers.
Okay.
I got your mom's on with us. Now, hold on. I'm gonna see if I can get the audio to go live here. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Are you there, Julie?
Yes.
So you can hear us?
Yes.
Only one air, so I'm going to act for a second like you're not my mother. So.
Okay, that's good.
Julie from Midland, Michigan, what say you? You're on the program live with the Preacher Man and the Miracle Man.
I say, I'm from Clarkston, Michigan, and I have a southern accent because I'm from the south, and I don't really understand all these tigers. I just think that if your name is a tiger, then you should win, and if you're not going to win, don't keep the name tiger.
Okay.
Hey, Vic, can you hear us? Brother Phil, Brother Vic, you there?
I just need a...
All right. Well, hang with us, Julie, because I got a couple friends on here that we're going to talk... We're going to talk... Can you hear me, Julie?
I can, yes.
What are these guys... What are these...
Well, what's really weird is I can't hear me.
I can hear you.
All right.
Keep
talking, Rivers, live. I'm going to talk to these guys in the screen room. Hey, Phil, can you hear me?
Where are these guys from?
I got Phil from Alger, Michigan, and Vic from Gladwin, Michigan.
Okay, so...
Oh,
Phil,
wow.
And Vic, welcome them to the show. Brother Vic, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yes, Brother Vic, you are live on the program with the Preacher and the Miracle Man. What say you, Vic?
All right, that's good. What do I say about the Tigers right now?
Let's talk to you, Vic, about the Tigers. We going to win the pennant?
Absolutely not.
Uh-oh, who's going to win?
They don't have a chance right now. Houston's going to win the American League, and Los Angeles is going to win the National League.
Senior circuit?
I went down to saw the trip.
They're going
to
win the
went
senior circuit?
Saw
the Dodgers are going to win the senior circuit?
Yep. I went down to saw the Loons last night. Second biggest crowd in history.
We're working on our audio,
Great Lakes
so that's
Loons.
All right, Vic. Go ahead and say it again.
The Great Lakes Loons in Midland. They played a good game. They lost 5-4 in extra innings, but they're... Got a lot of the young Dodger talent coming up. It's worth a buy.
Wow.
We're not going to see.
All right. Then.
Nice tickets. Nice place to go watch a game.
Okay, Brother Phil, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Brother Phil Benninger from Alger, Michigan.
Yes. Well, here's what I say. Miracle Man, the Tigers need you because they can't make it any other way than a miracle. But I do believe that you're right. I think Astros will win. You and Vic are saying the same thing. The Astros will win the American, and I think the Dodgers win the National. And that's going to be good games, but I'm going to put my hope is on Houston to beat the Dodgers. I can't hardly hear you. A lot of static in the background.
All right. Well, we're sitting at McDonald's, and I'm working on my audio to see if we can make things sound a little better.
Okay.
Static might be on one of you guys' phones while you're there. Let me just try this.
I'm thinking of you guys. What are you guys?
There's the static gone now?
Oh, yes, it is.
All right. It was something that it's something in Vic's background. Because when I muted your mic, then we lost the static. So now I'm going to ask a question because I want to get a little more talk. When we had all the trades, did we lose anybody?
Well, it didn't affect us. We lost our... Our backup catcher and closer, but I think Green has stepped up to be a good closer.
Absolutely.
Don't know about Rondon. I don't even know about the Tigers. They seem to get 9-10 runs one day and they can't even get a hit the next day. So I don't know what that's all about. I'm worried about right now is Miguel, the first baseman, Cabrera. He has never had a year like he's experiencing. And I wonder if he needs glasses.
Okay. So,
he needs to.
Way back in gold! I hopefully I'll be hearing that a lot more about Miguel.
Oh, let's ask Vic a question. What do you think about the trade going on?
The trade's going on. I think they made a mistake getting rid of Avila.
I agree.
He was fine in the mound. He knew how to run the pitchers very well. He was hitting almost 300. I don't see why he got rid of him for a prospect.
Yeah.
That's all you got. Prospect for some cash. Yeah, three prospects for some cash.
They got three prospects.
Big deal. He's only making $2 million a year for a Avila, which is nothing in the major leagues.
Yeah.
He never should have got released. That's going to be a big mistake there because the pitchers responded to him very well.
You see, part of what they're trying to do is they're trying to rebuild their farm system so that in a few years they should hopefully be good and back to being contenders again. I think it's possible.
We have to get rid of more better players to get the farm system rebuilt.
What's so funny there, Mr. Producer?
I'm trying to hear you. It's on my phone, and I called the wrong Blog Talk Radio show. I guess that's why I couldn't hear.
Oh! Mr. Process, I'm learning on my radio.
I think I called the right one.
There we go. Now we're back to the business. Exactly. Now we're just actually working together.
All right, well, Beck and Phil, thanks for calling in and talking Tigers with us now. This is going to be a segment of our program every Sunday night, talking Tigers. Is this something we can call you guys on?
Sure.
Well, yeah. at this point, we haven't got a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
Hopefully that'll change. We'll see. Because I believe in miracles, I hope you do. Hopefully they'll find a way to start winning a lot more games and, so that I can feed my belly from the 6 nuggets that I'll be winning all the time, hopefully. Because they'll be scoring the 6 runs. Miguel will just get tired.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe not.
I'd be glad to talk with them any Sunday night.
All right, so. Vic, I know you, Vic, so I got to ask you a different question. What about the Lions? How good are we doing this year on the Lions, guys?
Ooh.
Let Vic talk first.
You know what?
I'll give them the playoffs. I'll give them that much because of the quarterback and the defense is a lot stronger. If the running game comes through, they'll definitely make the playoffs.
Well, they actually win in the playoffs.
They have a running game.
Will they win in the playoffs this year?
Will they win? It depends on if they get the running game going. They got a good enough offensive line. If they get a running game going, they'll do something. Then they can win a game in the playoffs. If they don't get a running game, no playoff wins.
Okay. So what about you, Phil?
I really support the home team. So I'm a Lions fan. I was 25 years in the oil field in Louisiana, and I supported the Saints. And then I leave because the Hurricane come up here, and they win the pennant. So I'm here now, so I'm hoping. I watch the Lions. I support the Lions. I'm a Tiger fan. I wear a Tiger shirt, you know, Tiger hat. I'm a Tiger fan. Win or lose, I'm their fan. Do I think they'll win? No, the Tigers not this year. Not this year. I still think they're going to win some games. I do not think they'll even make the playoffs. I think they're too far back and too few games to catch up. But the Lions, I'm with Vic. I'm thinking they surely have a chance. I'm thinking they have a chance, yeah. Not to win it all, but to get into the playoffs, okay?
And hopefully win one game.
In the playoffs.
Exactly. In the playoffs.
Yeah. All right, so now we got to ask one more question. What about that one Florida team, they're a professional football team in Florida?
Oh, there's actually three of them. There's three.
That's just a jam.
Miami, Jacksonville, and Tampa.
Exactly.
Vic's a Tampa Bay fan.
What do you think your Bucks are going to do, buddy?
My Bucks are going to come on in this year. They were right on the door last year. They missed it by one game. I think they're going to come through this year.
As
a wild card team.
Yep.
Not as a division winner, but a wild card.
Who's going to be the divisional winner, you think? The Falcons?
Yep. Atlanta's tough enough. They want it bad. They want to get back to the world, back to the Super Bowl again.
There's a good possibility because I love Atlanta, honestly, as a city and I love Atlanta as a city and as a team, and they're getting a beautiful new stadium. And I really hope that in the next year or so, I'm going to get to go back and see it. I'd love to attend a game there myself because as a sports broadcaster, you know, I want to be able to say that I've been to some of these stadiums. You know, and seeing some games there and stuff. And honestly, I'm excited. And there's going to be some times that at some point I'm going to be talking about the Little Caesars Arena on the program because they're getting a beautiful new arena in downtown Detroit. And it's going to be awesome. It's going to be great. Mom, can you hear me? Yep. Hello? It's going to be so great.
Hello?
That arena is going to be so great, and it's going to be set up in a certain way that it's going to be closer to the playing surface than what you have been like at other arenas, like the Palace. I'm hoping that if I sit upstairs on the second level at Little Caesars, that I'll be able to hear the ball dribbling down on the court. I'm hoping.
Now, just so you guys know about my good friend Rivers here. Rivers is blind. Well, I think he enjoys ball games more than you and I enjoy him.
I got to be able to enjoy them, otherwise why would I talk to you?
I agree.
Now, are the Pistons still owned by the millionaire in Florida?
Oh, what guy are you talking about?
Well, somebody from Miami, I think it was, bought the Pistons. Does he still own them?
The foreign guy, yeah.
Yep.
But they're building the arena in Detroit to house them, right?
In the same
arena. Yeah, the Red Wings and the Pistons.
The Red Wings and the Pistons are going to play in the same arena. little
I
teams
see.
In the downtown
right.
Detroit.
Right. Palace. So the Ehrlich family does not own the Pistons.
No, but they
do. No, the Ehrlich family does not own the Pistons.
But they do own the Red Wings.
Yeah, they do own the Red Wings.
Yep.
Yeah. And the Tigers.
Exactly.
And Casino of Great Town.
Actually,
what did you say, Vic?
The Casino in Greek Town.
Yes.
Yeah, I was
right.
Just talking about the game, so.
And
I just say that's what they own.
I was at a Pistons game, guys. I was actually at a Pistons game now, back in February, on the night that Mike Phillips passed away. And then we had a moment of silence for him. It was, and then on that same night, our wonderful radio and TV sports broadcaster George Blaha. If you've watched Pistons games on TV, I'm sure you've heard of George Blaha, haven't you?
Sure.
Oh yeah.
He also does the play-by-play on radio for the Spartans. Beautiful radio talk show. Beautiful play-by-play announcer. Wonderful. I really hope to meet him someday. He's just amazing. He's in his 70s. He's been doing the broadcasting for an awful lot of years. I love the guy. He's been so great.
Well, guys, I appreciate you calling in and talking. Now we'll have a little more focus every time we call. Every time we have this program, and Rivers and I are getting their feet under us there, so we can produce a good show. I'm working on the audio. As you can tell, it's a little rough tonight, but both of these are very experienced blog talk radio guys. They did my radio program with me over and over. Wow, watch this. Hey, Brother Vic.
Hey, what?
What's the chance you got your Bible and would read the proverb for us?
Let me turn on my phone and I can do that.
I need a high five, Rivers.
Hey!
Now,
who's laughing?
Proverbs, let me do a little business. This is Blog Talk Radio, and this show is The Preacher and The Miracle Man. I'm the preacher.
And I'm the miracle man.
How many miracles have you had?
You're ready to come.
How many operations have you had?
40, sir.
40 operations. You were never supposed to be able to do any of this, were you?
Absolutely not. I almost died in one of those operations in Tennessee because of my hooks.
Well, picked up a little bit and lift your head up. There you go.
Tennessee because of my hooks. Stopping. Now, last week on this show, we talked a little bit about that and about how I had some angels in that operating room in Tennessee.
Brother Vic used to be the doctor,
brother.
Why don't you
read today's proverb? I'll get to it right now. I'm right with you. My son, if you put up security for your neighbor, if you're shaking hands with a pledge for a stranger, you'll be trapped by what you said and snared by the words of your mouth. So do this, my son, to free yourself. Put your phone into your neighbor's hands, go to the point of exhaustion, and give your neighbor no rest. Allow no sleep to your eyes, no slumber to your eyelids. Free yourself like a gazelle from the hand of a hunter, like a bird from the snare of a fowler. Go to the ant, you sluggard, consider its ways and be wise. It has no commander, no overseer, or ruler. Yet it stores its provisions in the summer and gathers its food in the harvest. How long will you lie there, sluggard? When will you get up for your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest. And poverty will come to you like a thief and scarcity like an armed man. A troublemaker and a villain who goes about with a corrupt mouth, who winks maliciously with his eyes, signals of deceit, and motions with his fingers, who plots evil with deceit in his heart, which stirs up conflict. Therefore, disaster will overtake him in an instant, he'll suddenly be destroyed without remedy. There are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him: haughty eyes, lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a person who stirs up conflict in the community. My son, keep your father's command, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. Bind them around your heart, fasten them around your neck. When you walk, they will guide you. When you sleep, they will watch over you. When you awake, they will speak to you. For this command is a lamp. The light is teaching is a light, and correction and instruction are the way to life, keeping you from your neighbor's wife and the smooth talk of the wayward woman. Do not lust in your heart after her beauty or let her captivate you with her eyes. For a prostitute can be had for a loaf of bread, but another man's wife preys on your very life. Can a man scoop fire in his lap without his clothes being burned? Can a man walk on hot coals without his feet being scorched? So is he who sleeps with another man's wife. No one who touches her will go unpunished. People do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy his hunger when he is starving. Yet if he is caught, he must pay sevenfold, therefore it costs him all his wealth. But a man who commits adultery has no sense. Whoever does so destroys himself. Blows and disgrace are his lot, and his shame will never be wiped away. For jealousy arouses the husband's fury, and he will show no mercy when he takes revenge. He will not accept any compensation. He will refuse a bribe, however great it is. Proverbs 6.
That's good, because that is, in fact, today's date. So there's, that is so cool, like, a different proverb based on the date of the month.
Yep.
That one always did
That's
it, wasn't
what I
it?
Do.
Go ahead, Vic.
That's how I've done it.
Now you're still doing it every day?
Oh, yeah.
Then what do you do in February when
every
there's
day? I go 28. When it's 29, I do 29.
What would you do if there were 60 months? What would you do if there were 60 days in a month?
I'd read it twice.
That's good.
Now we got to keep moving. Hang on here, Vic. I'm going to put you on mute for a second. I didn't finish my business a minute ago.
You got to get back to because we got bills to pay. So
we've got bills to pay, but we got to put these guys live because they are pretty good to this. They would all agree with me. Both Vic and Phil would agree with me that Dr. Pepper is better than Coke.
Whereas this program has actually been actually sponsored by the Coca-Cola Company. It reminds you that Coke is actually better than his Dr. Pepper.
What do you think,
Nick? If Coke's sponsored, Coke's the best.
How about what you
Whoever you got for a sponsor.
What do you drink,
I'll do a diet cherry Coke.
That's a good choice, I think. Cherry's good. I will say this, though. I do prefer regular far over diet.
I can't drink regular, so I do my diet.
And why is it called diet when it has the fake sugar and stuff in it? Why is it even called diet then?
diet should be
because there's no calories.
All right, now, Brother Phil, you haven't told us what you drink yet, bro.
I drink little packets you put in a water bottle and shake it up.
I see.
Buy it from Walmart. So, but when I do drink, I drink like Vic. I drink the diet because of no calories. But
but it's Dr. Pepper, right?
Well, Diet Dr. Pepper, yeah. But now, if this is sponsored by Coca-Cola, then we shouldn't be talking about Dr. Pepper.
Oh, no, this is going to be our battle.
That's the soda war. Dr. Pepper. In the past, it was Coke and Pepsi, you know, back in the days of the Cold War. But, sometimes we would have a McDonald's here in the middle of the mall. And what I would do when I would get it refilled is I would get half Coke and half Dr. Pepper. And I actually like both. I don't totally dislike Dr. Pepper, just like I don't think he totally dislikes Coke. But it's the worst thing we always do.
Oh, wait a minute. I don't like Coke at all.
Unlike me, who kind of does like Dr. Pepper. Which means Dr. Pepper just might have to be a sponsor. I just might have to revoke the Coke sponsorship if the guy says he doesn't like Coke. And instead choose Dr. Pepper.
Just a fun battle that we're
it's
having.
It's a fun battle that we have now. Therefore, everyone might
be okay. Finally. Well, listen, guys, I appreciate you being on. You both been on with us here for about 15, 20 minutes. And mm-hmm. appreciate you taking the time out of that, don't we, Ruben?
Yes, we appreciate your time, and we are going to move it on.
So, bless you guys. Thanks for being a part. Sure. You can hang out as long as you want. Go ahead, Vic.
Just call me when you come back for next Sunday.
Yep.
I'll do it, man.
Yep, I'll be around. Just give me a call.
Thank you, Phil. Bless you.
All right. God bless you guys.
All right. Now let's put River's mom back in here. Because you always got to keep your mom close, right?
Yep. Gonna have to.
All right. So say something to your mom.
Yeah, Mom. Sorry for all that nonsense.
Hi.
I mean,
Rivers, I want to hear. I want to hear you talking about how big and how mighty and how great your God is, and I want to hear you sing to him. Is that too much to ask on a Sunday night?
No, it's not. In fact,
Rivers,
sing first and then you talk about it, or talk first and then
sing? I'm
going
to sing a song.
Sing, brother.
Oh, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, and I've heard a tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're good, good Father, it's who you are. It's who you are, it's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am. Oh, I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, and I know we're all searching for answers. Only you provide, and you know just what we need before we say a word. You're good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am.
It's who I am. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. To us, your good love so undeniable. I can hardly speak. Peace so unexplainable. I can hardly think as you call me. Deeper still as you call me. Deeper still as you call me. Deeper still into love. Love, love, you're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. To us. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. To us.
Amen. God is so good, isn't he?
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, I was thinking about this. It's more than just a song that we sing when we go to church. I know at our church we sing that one quite a bit. And honestly, it's more than just a song. It's who God is. He's so good to us, and he's the greatest God figure. He's the greatest father figure that there is. He's not an attribute.